magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, April 3rd, 2018. And Nancy, thank you for being available. I'm going to tell a little story about what has gone on. And for those that are familiar with that movie, The Groundhog Day, where the characters kind of relive the day over again and over again. Well, you and I are probably experiencing that a little bit, and it fits with the weather we've been having, you know, snow on Easter, and now the snow's, for the most part, there's a couple drifts here and there out in the country, but we're experiencing a Groundhog Day. And what I mean by that is yesterday, Nancy Brain drives in from Danville. We are excited, Marianne and I, to meet with her, to get caught up. Nancy's been a content contributor. She's been writing various articles the last few months for our beloved Prime Life Times. She's a former editor-in-chief of the paper, actually was involved in it many years before us. But we scheduled it all to have her come in, and then we recorded an interview, and then we were going to play it today on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Well, because of multitasking and a lot of things going on and a computer glitch, I lost that whole interview. So I was scrambling this morning thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to have a Resurrection Tuesday. And I figured I'd continue with Easter music and continue to celebrate the resurrection. And so as I was picking out songs and thinking, okay, what will I play today? I thought maybe I can get a hold of Nancy and we can kind of replicate the program. Now that I know her a little better, we could talk about her articles and the special workshop she's going to be a part of. And so lo and behold, thank you, Nancy, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, and kind of rehashing some of the things we said and the storytelling that went on yesterday.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I am very flattered that I have the chance to interact with a great news listener.
Yeah, well, in hindsight, we had a really great program yesterday, and I couldn't wait to share it with everyone, but we'll just replicate it in a new way. The only regret, or a regret, is that we don't have Marianne's voice contributing some of her cheery good disposition and transitional things that she talked about and her enthusiasm for you and your involvement with the Prime Life Times. So Marianne gets to have a little bit of a rest, but she did double duty yesterday. And so we thank her so very much, as she's been an integral part of the Prime Life Times. But what I desire to take our listeners through today is a couple stories that you've recently written for our beloved Prime Life Times. You were featured on the front cover of the March edition, and there's a great picture of you right on the front page, and that's how you look like in person. So now I have a face with this photograph. And you wrote a story called Living Outside the Box, and I just loved it. And we'll have you read that for our listeners, those that maybe didn't get the opportunity to pick up the March edition. And yet, you're also featured on our new and improved Prime Life Times, the April edition that just came out on Friday and is being delivered to 100-plus locations throughout the area. Most of the locations have received the paper, but I think we still have a dozen or so more to make deliveries in the next few days. But you're on our B section. It's the first time, this being our sixth month, that we now have a B section to the Prime Life Times. And you are again featured on the front page. So you must have some sway with our editor-in-chief, or you must be that good.
Well, I don't know, but thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, I think you're that good. And in fact, I do want to sing you some praises, because you were instrumental and strategic in our decision to move forward with this Prime Life Times paper, because Marianne, who had been working with you for about a year before we took over this paper, said, oh, that Nancy Brain, she's so smart and sharp, and she's helping me so much with my articles, because at the time we had Marianne writing articles, submitting them to the Prime Life Times, and you were reading through them, looking them over, and then helping to have them in the paper. Well, when we took it over, Marianne said, now Nancy's the first one I want to talk and see how to do some of the things that she's done for some years and how best to serve our readers and what are some strategies or methods or means that we need to have in place to make this paper successful. So that happened, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, and Marianne returned from one of her luncheons with you saying, Mark, she is just fantastic. We got to get her involved in the future. And so I think you started submitting articles this past January. And because of another event that you're helping host and are a part of, we wanted to have you on today. And so for the listener just tuning in, it's like a Groundhog Day for Nancy and I, because we had this great interview yesterday all laid out so we could insert it into today's program and talk about the upcoming workshop and her involvement in the Great News Radio ministry and through the Prime Life Times. But we've called you up again so we can have you on today's edition. And let me do a shout out quickly. The Singing Men had a great rehearsal last night. In fact, just less than 2 weeks, on Saturday, April 14th, we'll be singing at the Women's Prison in Decatur. And so we worked out some of the songs and are praying up that occasion where we can share the good news message for those that have made some poor choices. And hopefully we can give them an encouraging message, point them towards the Lord Jesus Christ, and maybe be that transformational work that God wants to do in their hearts. So I would ask for you to pray that up in the coming days. And the success of this Prime Life Times is we're in about 150 area locations, from Walmarts to malls to hospitals to nursing homes to various libraries. And it seems like our network of those that volunteer and assist us is growing. So it's been exciting to see God raising up other people. But Nancy, He's raised you up for such a time as this to assist us to write some very interesting, heartwarming, challenging articles. This one, Living Outside the Box, was really a call to not remain complacent or getting into a rut, but to think and be active and keep your mind working and creative. And I think last month, Marianne and I talked about this photograph. Here's two little children. They're in this box. Most of us grew up loving those big cardboard boxes that we could climb into and turn into tanks or cars. In this case, they have it as an airplane. There's a boy, probably 6, 7, 8 years old with goggles on, and you could say maybe a fighter jacket or a leather jacket, a pilot's jacket, with the goggles on, his thumbs up, and maybe his sister behind him, you know, with a cape on, and they feel like they're flying and free. And this article called Living Outside the Box, you were kind of inspired to help us all learn or relearn or take some risks or some challenges or develop or grow. So tell us a little about this article and please read it for us.
Okay, well, a little bit about the article. I think we all enjoy ruts every once in a while, and we all need structure. We all know that everybody needs some structure in their life. But sometimes ruts can get boring and structure can get confining. And if you've just always done things a certain way, then you really are just living in the box.
Right.
And you've got to break out of the box every once in a while and just enjoy living outside the box.
Right, right. So, yeah, we laughed a little yesterday because I said, both Mary and I, we kind of echoed the same words. We wouldn't mind once in a while being in a rut because it seems like we're always outside the box or finding ourselves innovating or doing something new or trying something different. And it's like, what would it be like to be in a rut for a few weeks? And we both long for something like that. But you really want people that have that tendency, the same old thing. We've always done it this way. Why try something new? You're really saying, no, it's important to think and develop and grow and take risks, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's vital to your existence.
Well, this article is on the front page of the March edition of our beloved Prime Life Times. And you're going to hear from Nancy Brain. She's the former editor-in-chief of this paper for a number of years. She's married to her beloved husband, John. They have 2 children, 3 grandchildren. They reside in Danville, Illinois. She has a special calling to be involved with Alzheimer's and finding cures and dealing with that disease and how to help people walk through it. She's had some personal experience, and we'll talk about that a little. She and her husband attend the Crossroads Church in Danville. Pastor Miles Clark is the senior pastor there. He was formerly, I think, about 12 or 14 years ago on an all-men's trip with pastors to Israel. A real great guy, nice guy. I know you hold a number of concerts there at that church.
Yes.
Nancy, you're a dance instructor, and I believe you teach ballroom, and you do some square dancing. What's some of the other dancing that you teach or that you're a part of?
Well, I teach line dancing sometimes, okay. And it's country dancing, and country dancing is a little different than square dancing, but it's a lot of fun. You know, boots and jeans and yeehaw, and It's wonderful.
And you're a senior saint that has a very outgoing attitude. You're very young at heart. You're active. You're involved. I know you sit on a number of committees. You're involved in many women's groups, and I know you're also, especially with the Prime Life Times, you're a freelance writer, a speaker, and you're also an author of the book, Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not, and the co-founder, and this is interesting, and maybe we'll touch on this a little during our program this morning, the co-founder of the Rest of Your Awesome Life Retirement Lifestyle Planning Project. So we'll need to know a little more about that. But thank you again, like I said, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. And this Groundhog Day, I think, will be a blessing to our listener in the fact that we're having you share again some of the things that were taped yesterday. But now we have the good fortune or the blessing to have you on the phone line. So thank you for taking the call. And read us this recent article from the March edition of the Prime Life Times called Living Outside the Box.
Okay, I'd be glad to. Okay, here's a quiz. So what do the words, because that's the way it's always been done, mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me, they conjure up several different scenarios, and they all relate to generational issues. For instance, when I was young, most women always did washing on Monday, ironing on Tuesday, and heaven help the female who didn't adhere to that schedule, because that's the way it's always been done. I'm sure most of you can remember something of this sort about people who were older than you were when you were a child or even a young adult. Just close your eyes. Try to think of a few of those structures that were embedded in our minds and the routines of us as well as others. Another one that I can think of, and really I remember this just vividly, like it was yesterday, because when I didn't have school, I got to go on these outings too. And this was on Thursdays without exception. That meant my mother would pick up my grandmother and they would go to town, which would be Danville, and buy whatever they needed for the coming week, whether it was clothing or groceries, whatever. And it also meant a trip to the bank first to get the cash to do this. Now, as I think back on my young adult years, I think that probably I also had structured schedules too. Why? Did I do it because it was easier on me, or just because that's the way it has always been done? The answer I come up with was that it was just easier to do it the prescribed way, no matter that it was actually easier on me or not. The words, because that's the way it's always been done, were easier to base my schedule on rather than determining and defining a new schedule. In essence, I think we sometimes get so used to living inside the box because we know what to expect. And consequently, it makes our lives more organized and more on track. But it can also make our lives more boring, depressing, and unhealthy. Variety isn't only the spice of life, it also enhances our health and our cognitive strength, our brain strength. I'm right-handed, so naturally I do everything with my right hand, brush my teeth, comb my hair, and write. But recently, I did injure my right arm, and right-handed actions were very painful and slow. So I switched to the other side, and it actually made me aware of how hard I had to work my brain just to use the other side. Exercising our body is vital to maintain our health, but exercising our brain is just as important.
Mm.
We need to be aware of the chores, actions, daily activities that we do on autopilot, and switch some of those up. Just because we've always done things a certain way inside our little box, we need to stretch, expand, and enrich our possibilities to stand outside the box so we can explore a whole new avenue to living and to giving.
Hmm.
So let's toss out that stale way of thinking and doing and explore ways to shake up our day, rid ourselves of routines, chart a new and exciting course for our day, and we need to push our brain as well as our body to break out of the box and enjoy all the new challenges. Make the words and the thought of, that's the way it's always been done, obsolete. in your daily schedule. Life may be more exciting and fulfilling just outside the box.
Written by and read by Nancy, who's a freelance writer and speaker. She is a ballroom dance teacher and author of the book, Alzheimer's Preparedness, Ready or Not. She is also co-founder of the Rest of Your Awesome Life Retirement Lifestyle Planning Project, and she can be reached at nabaso32@yahoo.com. That's nabaso32@yahoo.com. And Nancy has been writing for the Prime Life Times, at least while we've been producing it these last 6 months since January, but she was formerly the editor-in-chief and just a great asset and blessing to Marianne and I and to many of you that have been enjoying her various articles. And we're going to have you read another one that's in this edition that we're so excited about. And once again, we featured you on the front page of Section B, so we're really thankful to God that we've been expanding this paper. We picked it up last November, and it was 16 pages, and then we added four, and then stayed with four at 24 pages, and now have added this Section B. And Marianne says, Mark, if you can just get a few more advertisers, I can go with four more pages to 28, so get those ads in there, and then we can pay for it and move forward. So thank you for, you know, helping us launch this or relaunch it. And I'm looking forward to this next article, but coming up in a couple weeks, and this Friday is the deadline for people to register, you're excited about having the 7th biannual regional conference, the Alzheimer's Disease Challenges and Choices. It's kind of a workshop seminar. It's all day long, but it's loaded with information, with speakers, is to help people that either are coping with this disease or they maybe have a loved one or a friend or a neighbor and they want to know how best to work with them or treat them or encourage them. And so maybe for a minute or two, tell us why our Great News Radio listeners should sign up. I mean, the price is right. For most people, it's $30 for students or caregivers or CNA. And for the professional that wants to get the special credit hours, it's $90. But that does include a Beef House lunch. So the Beef House Banquet Center in Covington, Indiana, this is happening Wednesday, April 18th. But tell us a little more why they should attend and a phone number for them to call for more information or to register.
Okay, well, there's hardly anybody going to not be affected by Alzheimer's disease. It is the fastest growing disease. And as of our speaking right now, there's no known cause. There's no known cure. And the only ammunition that we have is education. And that's what this conference does. It provides stellar education for anybody. You may not be touched on a personal level by Alzheimer's disease, but maybe your neighbor will have a mother or a parent that is. And you need to be there to be their support. And since Alzheimer's is such an upside-down disease that just throws everybody's world out of focus, you need to be educated and have just a little bit of basic knowledge so that you can really understand and sympathize with the challenges and the choices that those who travel with Alzheimer's disease have to make on a daily basis. And we provide this conference every other year. It's been at the Beef House for many, many years, and it is Wednesday, April the 18th, and it's 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and that's Illinois time. It provides a wonderful Beef House lunch. And like Mark said, the price is absolutely right. And you get to hear physicians, attorneys, activity instructors, a neurologist. It is just jam-packed full of speakers, but also there's vendors, all kinds of information, and there's plenty of time for networking. At the end this time, we're having a caregiving panel, which is comprised of four of our presenters, and there'll be time for questions and answers. You'll meet people who have traveled the Alzheimer's path, and you'll be able to get so much information. And as of right now, there have been $414 million more dollars appropriated for Alzheimer's research by the federal government for the National Institute of Health and the National Institute of Aging to do Alzheimer's research. So that's just a wonderful thing. And as Mark said, Friday is the deadline to reserve your spot, so you'll have a seat for this wonderful program. And you do that by calling 217-442-6583. That's 217-442-6583. And be sure and join us, please, for a magnificent day of education, interaction, and just plain fun.
It sounds just so important and timely, and what a great price, $30. It includes the lunch and all these resources and great people like you that'll be there. So listening friends, this is something please put on your calendar, Wednesday, April 18th, but they'd love to have your registration by this Friday. Once again, the phone number is 217-442-6583. Well, Nancy, we'll just maybe have enough time. Maybe I'll preempt a little of SRN news, but you wrote another article. It's in this April's edition of the Prime Life Times out in many locations. It's called Somewhere Between Old Fashioned and Newfangled. So read that as we close out the program.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much. And I am somewhere between old fashioned and newfangled. And I think there should be a new category of ageless adults, and that should be the in-betweens.
Mm-hmm.
The in-betweens have been there and done that. They're young enough to remember how, but old enough to know better.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have enough sense to act their age, but they can also step outside that comfort zone of what is expected and experience what is exciting. They realize that they have grandchildren, and of course we love them. But sometimes we really don't feel old enough to be grandparents. They exist somewhere between Ozzie and Harriet and Homer and Marge Simpson. They're living, loving, and for the most part enjoying the stage their life is in now. I count myself very fortunate to be part of this demographic. I can look back fondly to the good old days where technology didn't scream at me to learn more, update more, search more, and post more, while at the same time enjoy all of the information that practically jumps into my mind and onto my fingertips at the blink of an eye. How do I know that I'm solidly moving forward with the times and embracing the whole cyberspace world? Well, a few years ago, I was at a meeting and I had the great pleasure of visiting with another grandmother. She asked me if I texted my grandchildren, and I said I most certainly did, while at the same time beaming with pride that I counted that as one of my skills. With a frown on her face and determination in her voice, she informed me that she would never text her grandchildren. She was going to insist that they pick up the phone and call her. Although I didn't say this out loud, I thought, then you aren't going to hear from them very often.
Mm.
How very sad. I just wonder if she's swallowed those words and allowed herself to take the leap and learn something new, or is she still sitting solidly in her chair staring at the phone? I feel that as baby boomers, we are very fortunate to have had the privilege of being a part of two very different and distinct eras. Much like the saying about friendship, make new friends but keep the old, one is silver, the other is gold.
Mm-hmm.
We need to appreciate the past for what it was. However, we wouldn't be growing and maturing if we continued to live there. We need to embrace the here and the now and anticipate the wondrous things and the wonderful people that we'll meet right around the corner in the future. Keeping an open mind, a loving heart, and a forgiving nature is timeless, essential in wherever we choose to go, whatever we choose to do, and whomever we choose to drag along with us.
Hmm. And all of God's people said, amen. Well, Nancy, thank you for taking this call, for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. As I mentioned on the front end of the program, because of a glitch and an error, the program that we had recorded yesterday to play today got deleted, got lost, and so we called you up at your home. And so thank you very much, and we look forward to your future articles and submissions and storytelling and maybe collaborating on some special events for our listeners. listeners and readers. So keep up the good work, and thank you, Nancy, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Well, you're most welcome, and thank you for asking.
All right, everyone, somewhere between old-fashioned and newfangled, read all about it in the April edition of the Prime Life Times. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.